Think back to when you were a kid. If your parents found out that you went to a certain place or did a certain thing, what would they get most mad about? Charlie Sheen is all upset because his daughter is on OnlyFans.
Oh, OnlyFans. That's the website where people do naughty things, isn't it?
Yeah, and you pay to see it.
Okay.
Right.
I can remember growing up, Anna. So I lived on a road where, you know, I don't know if it's zoning is different nowadays or whatever, but I can't imagine growing up in a neighborhood like this now. But I lived on a road where at the bottom of the road, there was a grocery store on one hand and there was a bar on the other hand, right? Right at the end of a residential street. There was no fence up in between. There was no area. It was like my house, my neighbor's house, like the next neighbor's house. And then it was like, you know, somebody sleeping next to a dumpster in the bar parking lot. And I can remember that my parents, even though, you know, I was a kid in the neighborhood with a bike, just like any other kid, if I got caught riding my bike near that parking lot or past that parking lot or was in the bar parking lot for whatever reason, oh, it would be terrible for me.
So the shady parking lot next to your house was basically the OnlyFans for you growing up.
But, you know, again, back then it didn't seem so shady. There wasn't even a fence. You know, yeah, there was a smelly dumpster. It would heat up a little bit in the summertime. But other than that, it didn't seem all that scary. How about you? Where couldn't you go?
Well, it was a lot more difficult for me because my dad owned pizzerias and he was very protective of his pizzerias. And he would get very upset if he caught us eating other pizza. So, like, we would go to friends' houses and it would be like Friday night pizza night. But if we were not like near my dad's restaurants and their parents ordered from other places, I could never tell my dad I had other pizza. He would get very, very upset. So I think like the level of Charlie Sheen being upset at his daughter with OnlyFans would be like my dad finding out that I have other pizza. And to this day, if he hears that we went to another pizzeria, oh, you rich. You rich now. You eat all the pizza. You don't need my free pizza. Are you too good for my pizza? I mean, I'm 40 years old. At what point do I be like, Dad, sometimes I just want to slice from the guy down the street. I don't want to drive 30 minutes to the restaurant.
I can imagine being like your 16-year-old boyfriend or something and being caught. Your father driving by as the two of us are walking down the street with a box of pizza. He'd never like me, ever accept me at that point.
100% not. You call that garbage pizza?
Goosefava.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Are you part of the 60% of the population that has had COVID so far? Raven thought he was immune because he made it this far, but nope, now he's sitting in his basement doing the show.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be all over. I thought I was going to get through this entire thing without ever having experienced it. Then my wife was like, this monkeypox thing sounds like it's going to be the new trend, so let's get this before it's not cool anymore. That's what happened, essentially.
Was that a joke? I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, first things first. I mean, the main thing is when you're at home, Anna, is that you have to assess whether or not you actually need to go see your doctor or go to the hospital, right? So First things first, you've got a positive test. Panic! No, not really. Here's Internet CDC lady talking about it.
For the vast majority of people, you can manage this at home. It's unpleasant and it's uncomfortable, and certainly we appreciate that. Really, the thing that should drive you to the emergency department with your COVID positive diagnosis is severe chest pain and severe shortness of breath.
Have you had either of those?
No, so, you know.
Here's the funny part. I haven't had COVID yet. You know what? Everybody knock on wood on that. I don't have COVID. I never had COVID. So did you have any of the tightness of the breath or anything like that?
Well, you know, the thing is my heart does little kicks anyways. That's why my cardiologist tells me that I'm not allowed to drink Coca-Cola. So, or have any pleasure in my life.
Yes.
So I get those little kicks. So it's the biggest thing that you hear about from doctors, too, when you're dealing with anything with your heart is that you have to pay attention. So if you're getting a pain or an ache that you haven't gotten before, you should probably talk to your doctor. Go in and see them. I mean, mine was similar to what I've experienced before, so I didn't panic or anything like that. I have to tell you, the first night, my wife's cough was really, really severe. So, you know, you hear them, you can handle this. If I'm not mistaken, that means essentially you're playing doctor at home and treating yourself to a good amount. But here's an internet doctor giving you the essentials if you're dealing with a cough or whatever.
Usually it's going to be something to basically help with the symptoms that you have. So sometimes a prescription cough medication. If there's a superimposed infection, maybe an antibiotic.
I mean, I guess you just take regular stuff.
Yeah, we didn't. We just gave her regular stuff and then hope that she would keep breathing. She made it through the first night and then saw a drastic improvement the next day. Obviously, everybody's symptoms are going to be different, too. So if you're dealing with the cough, then cough medicine. If you're dealing with stomach issues, that could happen, too. If you're like my wife and you're dealing with severe body aches and discomfort, what do you take?
We take something. I think that that's such a simple point, but people are always saying, oh, I don't like taking any pills. You know, I don't like taking medications. But Tylenol, acetaminophen, is, and when you have a fever and body ache, that may make a tremendous difference in your recovery.
You know, everybody knows that person. I know that person. For me, it's my cousin. She refuses to take medicine. She thinks like it's going to do to her.
Right.
I appreciate that. I know there's holistic things that you can do, but sometimes you just need an extra strength Tylenol.
Yeah, my wife is one of those people. She never likes to take pain medication. She doesn't like to take allergy medication either. But, you know, one thing that she's had to do over the last few days is not only take the Tylenol, but she's had to rotate it with the ibuprofen. So every 3 hours, one thing or the other. And then essentially I just rub her back and call her Schmoopy Whoopy at the end of the night.
That seems to work the best probably, right?
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 When's the last time that you rolled your eyes and you like thought to yourself, could this person be any more annoying? It's your chance to get it off your chest right now. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Susan, you're up first. What's going on?
If you propose to someone in 2 weeks... that's all I need to know about you.
2 weeks.
My friend met somebody online and they are engaged. It's been 2 weeks.
You know, these are so hard to say, right? Because you don't want to be the person that's like, I don't believe in love. I mean, people used to fall in love like this back in the day, right? Of course, it was like during World War II and stuff. And so, you know, it felt like a lot was going on and the world was at play. But people used to meet and then just, you know, we went on a date and, you know, that person never went home and blah, blah, blah. Gosh, if you meet somebody, great. Would you have the courage to do that? Anna, you were betrothed when you were 7 years old. What was that like?
My husband and I dated all through college and then after. It wasn't like it was 2 weeks and then a ring. I don't think you know somebody well enough after 2 weeks to marry them. I don't. Mm-hmm. I think you don't know all the skeletons in their closet. You don't know what it's like to live with them. You don't know enough about their family and their background and their, you know, do you hear these stories all the time about love at first sight and they got instantly engaged and married and live happily ever after? Yes, but I think it's an anomaly. I think you're really rolling those dice when things like that happen.
Well, you could date for 2 weeks, get engaged, and then stay engaged for the next 10 years.
That's okay. That's okay with me. To me, that makes a lot more sense. Right? All right, Charles, you're up. That's all I need to know about you.
Yes. So if you shush me at a baseball game, then like that's all I need to know about you.
What are you saying? Are you saying you have bad language?
Baseball? No, I mean baseball is like, you know, I mean I'm in the zone, I'm focused, I'm concentrating. You know, if I'm like rooting for my team and I get shushed, then like that's all I need to know about you.
You was the drunk dude at the baseball game.
Man, probably.
Oh, what was that? What was that, ref? Just one too many times.
I'm not going to lie. That's probably the truth. Yep.
I'm just going to go on a limb and say nobody wants to sit next to the drunk dad screaming at the ump at the game either. Hi, Sienna. That's all I need to know about you.
I cannot stand when people talk at a concert. I don't understand it. If you wanted to talk to your friends, you should have just gone out to dinner. I want to be there to listen to the music, not hear you talk about your day.
I feel like a concert, though, it's always so loud. That's the problem. You can't have like a quiet side conversation because you have to scream over the music, which draws more attention to yourself, too.
I mean, it's a social event,
right, too.
You know, that's the thing is like you got to take into account that there's people there that are getting together that don't normally see each other. I don't know. I get what you're saying. It can be annoying, but I'm never going to be the person that's going to be like, hey,
right, don't
talk to your friends if you're at the concert. Hey, you know, I mean, you know, it's a concert.
The bigger issue I have is when people talk at like theater shows, live shows, like Broadway and things like that, or like the kids shows. Oh, it makes me so mad. Like when the kids shows, like I get it, but those kids rehearsed. And then when you hear the parents that are just talking the whole time, it's like, be quiet. Like let these kids have their moment.
Yeah.
All right. It's your turn. What's that thing that drives you nuts? 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. There's a guy on hold that needs your help. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I wanted to see what you guys thought about this. So I broke up with this girl like 2 months ago.
but she's completely insane. She drives by my house all the time. She honks the horn. It's obviously her. She knows. I know it's her. She texts my mother. She doesn't even text her back. She texts her nonstop. At one point, she stole my credit card because we bought tickets to a concert one time. So I gave her the info. So she kept it. And she, like, bought a bunch of stuff on Amazon. Had it delivered to her place. I've just been trying to get her out of my life for the last few months. And on top of everything, so we have this mutual friend I went to high school with. So we're Facebook friends. And I've noticed over the past, like, month that they're dating. So, and I don't know if I should, like, this guy I went to high school with. I haven't seen him, like, in 9 years. I haven't talked to him. I don't know if I should reach out and warn him or what. I mean, or do I just stay out of it?
I mean, that's sticky, man. I mean, to me,
psycho.
I usually don't get involved. I mean, the level of psycho has got to be pretty big, right? The credit card thing is kind of next level. On the other hand, Amazon do be saving cards. And if you got shared login information or whatever, I mean, it's pretty easy for those things to happen, but it certainly is malicious. And if they're not returning it.
I have so many questions. Like, what does she text your mom? Like, I can't imagine, like, one of my kids' exes texting me and then me having to respond to that.
Just like nothing. Like, tell your son to call me and call me. She makes everything seem like it's my fault.
Right.
So, but my mother knows she's crazy. So,
I mean, sometimes, you know, too, they just won't go away. They'll text them about anything, right? Oh, did you see this? Oh, did you know this? They think that, you know, that's their in, is to be best friends with the family or whatever.
I like how you refer to them as they, as there's a group of crazy ex-girlfriends.
I mean, there's a group of crazy partners out there for each sex. It don't matter. There's plenty of crazy people out there that when you break up, you know that person that just won't go away. And when you have that person, like, you know that anything you do to engage with that person, it's like what they want. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it gets worse.
But do you give the guy the heads up? Remember when Scott Disick sent an Instagram message to one of Courtney's ex-boyfriends, too?
No, I don't remember.
He screenshotted it and said, like, yo, bro, what's up with this girl? And then took a picture of, like, with Travis Barker, you know, who's now she's married to. Anyway, long story short, the guy blew him up and was like, I'm not your bro. I'm not your friend. Like, don't tell me anything about what's going on with her. And for some reason that pops in my head, because, like, you don't get involved. You have to let him figure out for himself that she's nuts.
If you're the new one and you think that everything is good, like, it all sounds like sour grapes to me. I'd kind of stay out of it. But, you know, the money, that's one thing.
I mean, just still a credit card. You know what? We can certainly ask.
If your crazy ex started dating somebody that you're friends with on Facebook, but you went to high school with them, you haven't seen them in like 10 years, would you give them a heads up that they're nuts? Like, so nuts that she stole your credit card information, bought herself some stuff, still texts your mom, and then drives by your house and just slams on the horn? Like, that kind of crazy. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we got a call from a guy that's exactly the situation he's in, and he's trying to figure out, should he give his old buddy a heads up not to date this girl, or should he stay out of it? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
I feel like the answer to that depends on, like, what did you do to this poor woman?
Interesting.
Like, really think back, and if he did things to her to make her do these things, keep that to yourself. Don't reach out to anybody. It's your fault that she's like this. But if you really didn't do anything to deserve the wrath of this person, yeah, maybe give the guy a heads up.
Yeah, you got to face your own accountability. What was, you know, your hand in it? Listen, if you were equal partners in the demise of your thing and how it went, you know, best to just kind of let sleeping dogs lie, right?
Because we're trying to paint this guy as a good guy, but what if it's like a Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation where they're both guilty a little bit?
I mean, I don't think they were guilty a little bit of anything. I think they were guilty a lot of it. It was all guilty. It was all messy there.
But I want to know, how messed up are you? Like, you know what? I got your credit card information. I'm just going to buy stuff.
Well,
all right. Okay. All right. That's criminal now. Yeah. Okay.
Right. No matter what you did, you can't still do that. Right. Like, we're in agreement on that. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Tana and Raven, what do you think?
Gosh, if he doesn't really know the guy and has no stake in it, then he really has nothing to lose. I mean, if it's like a legit horrible thing, like the credit card thing, I think that is enough to say this woman did this thing. So, yeah, I think you should do it.
No matter what I get from somebody else's ex, I'm probably not going to believe it until it's over. right? I got to learn my own lesson the hard way. So when you're already in the relationship, you get that message from somebody else. It appears to be sour grapes. Now, on the other hand, if I had some screenshots and it was showing some sort of police order or the fact that they had, you know, defrauded me, that would be one thing. That makes sense. But if you just, you know, hit me up and be like, yo, she's crazy, yo, or this, that, whatever, you know, I'm not going to believe that.
The girl that set your car on fire, was that your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend?
It was my first wife, yes.
Okay, your first wife, when she lit your car on fire.
Yes.
Right after the divorce, 2 weeks later, if you found out that she was dating a guy that you had a mutual friend with on social media, would you have reached out to him?
And said, you know, don't have her around anything flammable?
She literally lit my car on fire.
I didn't want any contact with her whatsoever. It had already gotten that bad.
So you wouldn't reach out to the guy? He's got to have his own car blow up in the driveway?
No, I have no idea where she is even now at this point. She could be hiding in a bush outside. We better be careful.
Santa and Raven, what do you think? Should he mind his own business or reach out?
Mind his own business. People always hate the messenger, first of all. Second of all, what if it goes well? Then he's going to look crazy. And if it goes badly, what's he supposed to do? Go back and say, I told you so? He should just mind his own business. He's just kind of like a little bit friends with the guy, right? It's not like they're best friends forever or from childhood or something. He should just mind his own business.
If they were closer friends or whatever, that guy's breaking the guy code. He didn't talk to him about it before he decided to start dating his ex anyway. So he kind of gets what he deserves at that point.
Mm-hmm. You're right. If they were close enough that he could just date her, then they're not that close. Right. And he doesn't have to say anything.
It's just interesting when you have like all these people that are like third, fourth level acquaintances that you know on Facebook and all that. I mean, remember, Raven, it happened last week. My cousin Joey, who I haven't talked to in what? 2 years now? Three years now? Sent me a message because we have a mutual friend and he's like, yo, cuz, what's up with this chick? And I'm like, are you serious, Joey? Like, what do you mean?
Keep
like,
me out of it, Joey.
Right.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Now, I know there's problems, but we're in real trouble. This one made me feel sick. Tampons are trending.
Oh.
Because you guessed it, there's a shortage. Here's why.
There's a few things that's happening in the industry. There's higher demand. There's a shortage in cotton, right? That's due to some drought issues in India, China, and in the U.S.
There's also a plastic shortage, lack of labor, and transportation bottlenecks.
I immediately panic bought. I bought all the tampons. I was like, I went and I bought Ultra. I bought Super Plus. I bought Super. I bought Regular. I even bought Light, and I never buy Light.
How can there really be more usage? Come on. I'm not buying that nonsense.
No.
Like, okay, there was a fire somewhere and a field of cotton got burnt up. Okay, that like slows you up for a day or two. But how can there be more usage than there's been before? They didn't see this coming. I mean, they don't have population trackers. What's happening here?
I don't know, but it makes me sick to my stomach. You know, the whole thing with like inflation and everything costing more. And now like they're saying you have to watch out for price gouging when it comes to the tampons. And tampons are expensive. They're already expensive. Mm. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, the baby formula, the gas, now the tampons, and everything just keeps getting added up. I was at Walmart over the weekend and I walked up to like the hand pump soap and like the body soap. And I was kind of like putting things in the carriage. And the woman next to me, she was looking at the prices and she said to me, she was like, I can't believe how expensive this is. And I said to her, I know you're right. And then she's like, you know what? I'm not doing it. And she turned around and walked away. And I stopped for a second because we're at Walmart. We're not at like some foo-foo expensive, like they mark up all the price on body wash store. Like this is as cheap as soap you're going to buy right now. And you're choosing not to wash yourself because, and then I started panicking because I'm like, oh my gosh, is that where we're going right now, that we have to learn how to make our own soap? Am I going to have to learn how to make my own tampons?
Well, I don't know how they used to do this back in the day. A woolen tampon does not seem like a comfortable option for me. I just think it's nonsense at this point. Like, it's hard to believe that every industry is going to go through a shortage, and it's all connected to something that makes sense. It feels like underhandedness to me. That's just how it feels.
Raven, you know my birthday is coming up, but you know every year you're like, oh, what do you want for your birthday? Mm-hmm. And my husband will be like, oh, what do you want? I want a sheep, and I need somebody to teach me how to make cotton.
Okay.
Is that a big thing? Is that what we're going to do? Is we're going to learn how to make our own tampons, and we're going to have to figure that out on our own? Because I'm trying to think of alternatives, and my alternatives in my head, nothing sounds good or comfortable.
I have a feeling that when the recession really hits, this thing that people are talking about and the bottom kind of drops out and people stop spending money all over the place, all these items are going to be magically available again. That's just my opinion. I think they'll all be available. Right now, we're out spending money, even though it's crazy, you know, expensive and inflation is high. We're still spending the money, and that is the difference.
Do you think that woman is making her own soap right now? Do you think she's trying to figure that out?
I wish her luck no matter what choice she's made.
I'm telling you, we're in a whole lot of trouble. The Father's Day stat of the week is that 70% of women think dad bods are hot. But are they healthy? Amy Linus is our fitness expert. You can find her online at fitbodyvibe.com. I need you to tell me if you think this is straight nonsense. 70% of women say they prefer a guy with a dad bod over a fit bod. Now, I've seen your body. It is as fit as can be. You've done a million competitions. What do you think about this?
Oh, I'm going to, I can't go along with the 75%. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. Oh, man. I am on the other side of the fence on that one.
From a healthy point of view, is it healthy for the guys to just have that beer belly and to, like, not be into exercising and all that?
No, it's not. Guys, I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's straight up visceral fat. That's the hard, dense fat that surrounds your internal organs that can put you at risk for, like, issues like heart disease, liver, kidney function. It's not good, guys. It's not good.
I just feel like we're under attack here right now from both sides.
I know you are.
Just because Anna wants to see some guy that belongs on a calendar. Come on.
You guys are. But listen, the dad bods are what keep me in business. That's some good insurance for me right there, y'all.
So if a guy wants to get rid of his dad bod and turn it into a fit bod, what do you think would be the number one thing? Because I know that the way that guys train versus the way women train mm-hmm. can sometimes be a little bit different.
Yeah, very true. And guys do train a bit harder than women, predominantly, give or take. I mean, I know some women who train like men as well, so don't get me wrong there. But changing out their nutrition. Nutrition is going to be huge and be key because a lot of guys really like that red meat all the time and their beer and all the good stuff. So we just have to dial that back a little bit. And then fellas have naturally higher testosterone rates than us females do. And so whenever they cut out, let's just say a Coca-Cola, they drop 5 pounds overnight. And we love to hate them for that. So having that dad bod is quite an investment for these fellas.
There's nothing more aggravating than when my husband says that he's going to lose 10 pounds and then he does mm-hmm. it in like 4 days. Like it's nothing.
He does.
Yeah. And then it's
I
like,
know.
For me, it'll take 6 months of hard dieting, exactly. Not looking at a carb and not even like trying to smell some sugar.
Yeah. You can't even drive past like a fast food restaurant and just breathe in. You'll gain weight.
See, right, exactly. So why do guys have such faster metabolism than women?
They do because of their hormonal makeup, their testosterone. Higher testosterone levels actually attribute to that. As sad as it is.
See, if you wanted a little bit more of that, you'd have to worry about pattern baldness, you know.
You do have a point there, Raven.
Pot belly here. Hair growing out of your nostrils at a length that's unhuman.
You could braid it.
I think I would take the dad bod guy over the guy that braids his nose hair. If we're going to compare our apples to apples, you know.
Yeah, same.
Check out Amy for yourself. You can head to fitbodyvibe.com. You still have a couple of days to get your entries in, too, for our dad bod contest. Head to annaandraven.com. Send us a picture of the guy in your life with the dad bod that you absolutely love. Also, tell us why he's such a good daddy, and it could score him a $200 gift card to Home Depot. Think about the worst sunburn you ever got. Where was it on your body? My husband, Paul, is one of those guys that is obsessed with sunscreen. Like, I get so mad at him because he spends all day meticulously making his face white like a toddler. But then I'll be like, did you put it on the kids? And he'll be like, oh, no. I'm like, you made sure you took care of yourself, but you didn't put it on Dakota, who's 3. Right? No. But his ears were peeling. And I was dying laughing the other day for, like, the anal guy that's so obsessed with sunscreen. To watch his ears turn white and peel, I thought was very amusing to me.
I mean, you're just a cruel person. I mean, just any opportunity to laugh at your husband's discomfort. I mean, it's great that he's looking out for himself with skin cancer. What do they tell you on the plane, Anna, is that you have to put on your own oxygen mask before you put on anybody else's, right? Mm-hmm. That's all he's doing with the sunscreen.
He'll be like, can I get the stick, the baby stick? And I handed it to him thinking he's going to do Dakota's face. Instead, he's doing his own face. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's so convenient, though.
Yeah, the ears do stink, and it is an old man place to get sunburned because I've experienced that before, too. The worst part about the ears is that it's itchy after for days, for weeks. And every time you want to itch it or pick at it, you know, chances are you've got a piece of skin hanging off your ear and at work and whatnot. That's going to be frowned upon. You look like a snake that's shedding.
Mm. Worst sunburn I ever got was on the top of my feet. Like, you don't even think about that. They're like buried in the sand. Next thing you know, they're like, you wake up the next day, you can't even put on shoes, they're so sunburned.
It's wearing the sandals. That'll get you every time. You forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, those surface places, it's uncomfortable, but like, let's say you burn your feet. You don't have to wear socks. You could probably try and get away with flip-flops. I'm going to say the stomach. Right? It's a huge target. You got to wear pants. I don't care where you are, if you're on vacation or whatever, you're going to have to wear pants the next day and it's going to be comfortable. And just when you think to yourself, this sunburn isn't too bad. Oh, wait, you stretched because you had a meal, or oh, wait, you repositioned yourself and you feel that grating across your stomach and it hurts.
How about when you get home and you think everything is cool and then you get in the shower?
Oh,
oh yeah. I gotta disagree, though. I think the back's the worst. I was actually, I got what they call the devil's itch in your back.
Apparently, Sean, like, what severe, is the devil's itch?
It's just right. Like severe, severe sunburn. It's like really just deep and... You know, like when you got an itch and you scratch it and it's relieving? No, this is so deep in your skin that, like, you can't scratch it, you can't get to it, and it is your back. So if you want to put any kind of, like, aloe on it, you can't do it. You need to have someone else do it.
It's the devil's itch.
I want you to know that I am Googling devil's itch right now, and it did come up. Came up.
Did it come up next to a picture of Trent Reznor?
It does have a back burn.
I feel like the one, like for me, it's just like your husband. I always try to make sure I get my face, but the worst one I ever got was when I forgot just like the tiniest little inch of the corner of my forehead. I went to the Bahamas and I laid out on the sun all day and I thought I had everything, and then the next day I just had a blister just the size of a dime in the corner of my forehead that just burned and peeled.
Scalp burns are bad too. Producer John wrote a song about sunburns. Ready for it? Here it goes.
It's radiating off you, and I start to sweat. Pour on the aloe vera, I feel nothing but pain and regret. 1, 2, 3, 4! I just wanted to be around you. I swear I was wearing SPF 102. Now I'm sitting, skin is blistering. I swore I would never spend this summer burnt by you.
I think we should all go buy some sunscreen. Have you ever gotten into an argument with your significant other just because there's something you refuse to throw away? My husband's so mad at me. So 3 years ago when we redid our kitchen, we had gotten a new stove, right? But the stove we had, there wasn't really anything wrong with it. It was just older, and I wanted like one with an air fryer and all this stuff. So it just lives in our garage. And he's so mad at me because it's still in our garage. Because like I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it. It works just fine. But it's 3 years now. And we can't even put a car in our little garage because it takes up so much room.
Well, the obvious question is, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
If you list this thing online, it'll probably sell within a couple days. I mean, a stove is something that when somebody needs a stove, they have to go out and find one right away.
But part of me is like, what if I need it for something in the future? I don't know for what. Like, I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to hook the second stove up in the garage, that's one thing, right? But I mean, if you're not going to do that, forget it. I mean, listen, my wife's Italian. We got the second kitchen. I mean, it's kind of like a requirement in our neighborhood, but it's in the basement and it went right down there and it had a hookup for it. It's not just sitting in the garage somewhere.
Yeah, everybody's got those things that they just refuse to get rid of. They just don't want to ever get rid of, right?
Yeah, it's true. I have countless items like this, but off the top of my head, I have 5 wine barrels that I used for a lighting event that I had one time with my company, and I held on to those, and I was like, oh, look, wine barrels. They're great. They're antique. You put them anywhere in the yard. They're a great, you know, decoration or whatever. Here's the thing. I'm not a wine barrel person. Do you know how large 5 wine barrels are? It's a car. It's literally a car. You cannot fit in the garage because of these wine barrels.
1-800-330-9999. Katie, what's the thing you can't throw out?
So I uncovered all of these stuffed animals and Cabbage Patch Kids and like all this stuff from my childhood, but it was in my dad's basement and it all is kind of musty, but I can't get myself to throw. I have like 7 bins of stuffed animals, and I can't get myself to throw them away.
One, that should have been your mom's job, because that's what I do. I throw away stuffed animals all the time when they're not paying attention. I just get a bag of them. I put them in the bag. I drop them off at Goodwill, and it's like they've never even existed. It's that. But the Cabbage Patch Kids is different because those are collectibles. This past weekend, I was watching a special like on one of the news morning shows saying that there's actually a Cabbage Patch Hospital that you can visit. They don't call themselves a doll maker or a manufacturer. It's the Cabbage Patch Hospital. I think it's in Georgia, if I'm remembering correctly, where you can go watch your Cabbage Patch baby be born. And it's like a field of lettuce. Yes, this is a real thing. And then they pull the baby's head out of the lettuce. But this is sanctioned by the Cabbage Patch people. And I was watching it, and I was like, I kind of want to go there.
It's some strange 6-day cloning situation that they have for Cabbage Patch dolls now. You watch them be born and pulled out of a Cabbage Patch. Disgusting.
Well, it's like it's like American Girl doll stores. Like those stores, they're making so much money. The Cabbage Patch is like, oh, we missed the boat on this. Like, we need to catch up and do it. And they say they get on the weekends, they get like between 800 and 1,000 families on the weekends to visit the hospital. Isn't that insane?
That sounds like at least 1,600 bored children to me.
And very excited moms like me.
Like, leave us at home, mom.
No two Cabbage Patch dolls are the same. They're all different. Did you guys know that?
That's enough of this.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You never use it. For some reason, though, it stays in your house and you can't throw it away. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
My boyfriend will not throw away any egg cartons from the last, like, 6 months.
Why?
Right. Is he making things with them? What is he doing?
He wants to give them to somebody with chickens. Yeah.
I mean, if you have chickens, don't you already have a plan for what you're doing with the eggs?
We don't have chickens. Yeah.
No. Right. No. Do you have a neighbor with chickens? Does he have a good friend with chickens anywhere?
No.
But Raven, this is like the time your wife Alicia was making, what was she making? Moonshine? And she was trying to find everybody that had mason jars.
That's true. That's true. There was a mason jar shortage right at that time.
Hey, Melinda, what's the thing you just can't throw away?
Baby items.
Are these for like nostalgia's sake? Like you can't get rid of their old clothes?
Or you think there might be another one day?
So, no. My daughter's 10. Just recently, I got rid of her stroller, everything.
I know. You know, I didn't think I was going to have Dakota. So when Hayden was 7 years old, my older daughter, I got rid of everything. So when I got pregnant and had my second baby 10 years later, I had to rebuy everything.
Yeah. Alicia, my wife, has Jordan's clothes up till like the 9th grade every single year. I love that you were like, bye-bye, Hayden stuff.
Tommy, what's the thing you can't get rid of?
Well, I cannot bring myself to throw out any of my old, you know, concert t-shirts and even the concert ticket stubs from like 20, 30 years ago of all these bands and shows that I went to. They're just like memorable experiences. The t-shirts have like holes in them and they're stained and they're at the bottom of my drawer, but I can't throw them out at all.
I have this one Madonna t-shirt that I got at a Madonna concert, and it says, "What would Madonna do?" And she's dressed as the Virgin Mary looking up at the sky.
All bad things.
All bad things. Also, size extra small. For the record. I can't get rid of it. I don't know. I just like hold on to it forever. I think you get like sentimental attachments to those t-shirts.
I have like 3 drawers full of those t-shirts, including, you know, some that made it through Woodstock, and you would never wear them anywhere else. They're bleach stained, they're stretched, or they're torn, but they stay in there.
When Raven says Woodstock, he means like Woodstock 99, not back like in 1969 or anything like that. When was the original Woodstock?
69, right?
I bet if you had an original 1969 Woodstock t-shirt, that would be worth a ton of money right now. There's so much value in old concert tees right now. I saw somebody selling a Nirvana t-shirt, like a real one from like one of their concerts in the 90s. It was going for like $240. Isn't that crazy?
Whatever you can get.
Okay, James, what's that thing you won't throw out?
Well, I have a piece of like driftwood like that I found in a river once that vaguely looks like an alligator. And I kept it because I went to the University of Florida, go Gators, and I just can't let go of it, even though I know it's just a piece of wood.
What?
That's funny. I mean, it's kind of like when you're walking along a shore or something and you find a shell or a rock or whatever. You say to yourself, look at this. I'm really going to remember this moment and where I found this and whatnot. And, you know, like 3-4 years later, you're telling that story to somebody else. You got the beaches screwed up. You don't know when it was, what year. You can't even remember. You're like, oh, yeah, I thought it was cool at some point and I picked it up, I think.
Where do you store the driftwood that resembles an alligator?
It's got to hang on a wall somewhere.
I have it hanging. Yeah, I've got it hanging. It's
such a guy thing.
It's like, it's a good look charm for me.
Can you imagine you go over there, you're like, you say it's an alligator. You're like, what are you talking about? No, like, it's not.
Yeah, man, it's a 4x4. That was in the river. It smells. Right?
Like, Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Sam and Regina. Regina, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hi. So I'm looking into hiring one of those services to help baby-proof your house. You know, they go all out. They bolt the dressers to the walls. They put all the little plastic corner pieces on. I mean, they do such a great job. They make your home a cushion for your child. And I really want to do this. I think it's a great idea. My husband, he's not really all for it. And I'm trying to convince him that, you know, this is a safety for our son. And I think that it's money worth spending.
Sam, why wouldn't you want to baby-proof your house? Do you not love your child?
No, that's ridiculous. Of course I love my child. It's just, it's crazy. Like, moms, you know, I get it, trying to be protective, but it's just absolutely extreme. I think, you know, it's understandable to want to protect your child and whatnot. But we're living in this era where moms are going above and beyond to, like, their kids are turning to wusses. Like, she wants to, you know, put hideous plastic things all over the furniture corners and these plastic knobs all over the doorknobs. You know, we have a beautiful home, and I just think it's stupid. Like, do we just teach the kid not to go down the stairs, let him learn the hard way? Who pays for a company to do this anyway? It's absurd.
It's true that square cornered glass dining room table that you have is definitely there to toughen up your son. I agree with you wholeheartedly, sir. That makes total sense. You know, I mean, if you have a warranty on your television, you buy an extended plan at your local store or whatever for a tool that you buy. Seems to me if these guys say that they're going to childproof my house, I want to test that theory. I'll let them come in and put tennis balls wherever they tell me I need them for it to be safe in the moment. I mean, you have a child now. I mean, obviously, your house is going to change a little bit.
Right, but there's a difference between changing a little bit and hiring a company to come in and basically make it like a trampoline park where it's all just cushions everywhere.
I would just suggest that these people have more experience about the problems that can and do often happen, whereas you don't want to learn trial by error on your child's cranium.
Right. Also, if I could send you I'll send you a picture, Raven. I have a giant hole in my sheetrock from where my husband put the new gates up at the top of the stairs for my toddler, Dakota.
Good. Not a professional, your husband.
No, but, I mean, we didn't pay a whole lot either for him to destroy our walls. What we can do is see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Sam, that hiring a company to come in to do this from head to toe is just too much, and you could just do the minimum and be fine. But they may see Regina's side, too, that if this is your first child, you have no idea what to do, bringing in professionals to help keep your kids safe. Like, why wouldn't you want to do that?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. It's Anna and Ray.
Regina wants to hire one of those companies that'll come in and completely baby-proof the house from top to bottom. Her husband, Sam, thinks, that's crazy. Like, the baby needs to learn just to not bang her head in the corner of the table. Like, are we going to spend all this money to do this? That's nuts.
I mean, how much money could it really be? Here's the thing. I mean, Sam, if they're going to guarantee your kid is going to be smart and undamaged, pay that money.
Right. All right, I'm going to do that. Do it yourself and do it on a budget. Just put up a gate and deal, you know.
Wrap that kid in bubble wrap.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Ian and Raven.
I'd say I'm on the mother's side because, you know, you can put it on, and if it, you know, it doesn't seem to be worth the expense, you can always take it off, but I'd give it a try.
Yeah, my big thought is if it's not really going to damage stuff, I mean, maybe he's mostly concerned about the damage that's left behind, but if it's not going to damage stuff, like, why wouldn't you try it, right? I mean, it is your kid's face. Thanks for the call.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Regina and Sam have an infant, and Regina's got a great plan. They're going to hire one of those companies to come baby-proof the entire house from top to bottom. That's why their little baby will always be safe.
Sam thinks it's a waste of money, and it's going to do damage on their house. We have a beautiful home. We never did this when we were kids. We just learned.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I think you have to be on the mother's side, because if something happens to that child and they don't go through with it, it's going to be the father's fault forever.
For the rest of his life.
That's
right.
True. 100%.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I actually hired one of those services when my daughter was born 13 years ago. And you don't have to take all of their suggestions. And I think people are surprised at how much the plug outlets cost and the gates cost. They include all of that in their services. So I highly recommend it.
Are you still having trouble keeping your daughter from keeping her fingers out of the electrical outlets at 13?
No, that's at 13 good. We're pretty good.
She's good now.
Now she learned. Good.
I'll tell you what, those gates are very expensive.
No, they're not free.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You know, I think that parents need to take responsibility and pay attention to their children, let them learn trial and error. You know, we never had this when we were kids growing up. I think it's just a waste of money.
The way that I baby-proofed my house when my oldest was little versus now with Dakota, my toddler, are very different. I've gotten a lot more lenient now.
Yeah.
With the exception of the gates on the stairs. Now I'm like, if she hits her head, she learns that she can't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's a hard lesson to learn, though. We didn't have all sorts of things before, like airbags or like, you know, self-inflating air mattresses or other convenient items that are out here.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Regina, our audience agreed with you. I mean, you don't need to go all out, but if you can have a company come in to teach you properly how to do it, then why not? It's a good investment.
Yay! Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Sam, I mean, you have to realize there's a very real possibility they're going to catch at least one or two dangers that you wouldn't have thought of until they actually became a problem. Might save your kids some stitches.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, putting up a gate by the stairs, you know, and things like that. But putting plastic corners on every single piece of furniture and, bolting things into the wall is just, I think it's extreme, but call me old fashioned.
We'll have no regrets.
I'm sure when we see that bill, we might.
Well, if you have a problem, too, I am curious on how much that costs. You can send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,200 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, Megan, you ready to play?
I sure am.
All right, awesome. Can you please ask Raven to take off his headphones? He has COVID, so he's broadcasting from home.
Raven, please take off your headphones.
Sure, you got it. Good luck, Megan.
I just have to look at Raven and his creepy Zoom all day long. All right. Okay, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Number 1, Lady Gaga is in talks to join the cast of the upcoming Joker 2 film, and it will reportedly be a musical. What movie did Lady Gaga star in alongside Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
Number 2, Britney Spears' ex-husband is facing 3 years in prison for crashing her wedding. Owen Wilson and what other star played divorce mediators that crashed weddings in the 2005 film Wedding Crashers?
Oh, God, what's his name? Big guy? Dark hair? I don't remember.
Number 3, Stranger Things Season 4 is Netflix's most watched English show ever. What actress that starred in movies like Heathers and Beetlejuice plays Joyce?
Winona Ryder.
And number 4, after almost 14 years, The Wendy Williams Show is ending. She didn't get her start on TV, though. It was radio. In what city did she launch her professional radio career?
Chicago.
Number 5, BTS announced they'll take a break as a group to pursue solo projects. What country is BTS from?
Korea.
Okay, let me bring South Raven. Korea. Okay, head. I'm just motioning head as he turns around. All right. I'm going to give Megan 3 out of 5.
All right, let's see how I do. $1,200 on the line.
Number 1, Lady Gaga is in talks to join the cast of the upcoming Joker 2 film, and it'll reportedly be a musical. What movie did Lady Gaga star in alongside Bradley Cooper?
Star is Born. Musical. That sounds strange.
Right? We'll see. Number 2, Britney Spears' ex-husband is facing 3 years in prison for crashing her wedding. Owen Wilson and what other star played divorce mediators that crashed weddings in the 2005 film Wedding Crashers?
That's my brother, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Raven believes he looks like Vince Vaughn. And FYI, also breaking in the news today is that Britney Spears fired her entire security team, and it's about time. Number three, Stranger Things Season 4 is Netflix's most watched English show ever. What actress starred in movies like Heathers and Beetlejuice plays Joyce?
Joyce is Winona Ryder.
Yes. Number four, after almost 14 years, The Wendy Williams Show is ending. She didn't get her start on TV, though. It was radio. In what city did she launch her professional career?
It's got to be New York, right?
Yep, New York City. It's the Hot 97. Well, originally it was KISS, but you don't need to know all that radio background. And number five, BTS announced they'll take a break as a group to pursue solo projects. What country is BTS from?
They're from South Korea.
They are. I'm sorry, Megan. He beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, it was so much fun to play. Thanks for having me. This is Megan, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,300 tomorrow, Anna.